Thank you, as always, Mike Pomp. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. Another busy, you're going to need a vacation, even though you spent some time, feels like a few weeks ago, but now it feels like a couple of months ago, because you guys have been busy.
I don't know what happened to my vacation. Whatever happened if I came home, whatever punishment, I'm getting it, because we've just been, it's been banner. This month has been absolutely out of control, busy, just insanely busy.
Yeah, it has been. And let's see, I think after we got off the air, shortly after we got off the air last Wednesday, there was somebody from Massachusetts. Massachusetts needed your help finding someone, Fred Walker.
Yeah, we received a lead from our partners down in Massachusetts. They were looking for help tracking down Fred Walker, 71-year-old gentleman, supposedly living with a family member in Derry. We went down there and were able to take him into custody. He was wanted on obviously, one of these charges that we take very seriously. It was rape of a child with a 10-year age difference or more, indecent assault and battery on a child under the age of 14, and another charge that they call attempting to commit a crime. So probably attempts on those same offenses. But it's troubling that these cases just keep coming up. We've had a lot of these sex-related offenses in the past month, and fortunately we've been lucky enough to get them off the streets as quick as we have.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And then we had last week's fugitive of the week hiding in, something you don't find in every single home.
No, definitely not. Tia Reed, we had just featured her last week, like you said. She was wanted on, a couple of outstanding warrants, parole violation due to her prior convictions and sentences for sales of fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Received a boatload of tips on this nice lady, Tia Reed. Mostly tips pointed us up towards the Alexandria area and Hill area. We were able to track her down to a house over there and went through the house the first time, didn't find her. But, it just didn't seem right. She should have been there based on everything we knew. So we actually went back through with a canine. Canine had some interest in this one room in a particular corner, but nothing really obvious. But then somebody touched the frame of a bookcase and which was built in, and it moved a little bit, opened it up. It was a door to a hidden little stash room where Miss Reed was able to lay low and hide out.
It's not the typical architecture of a ranch house.
No, it definitely isn't. I was kind of surprised. It was actually one of the better built little hides that we've had. I've seen hides before, but you can usually tell. And of course, also in that house was another person who was wanted. It was a Joseph Bowie. He also had a couple of warrants for narcotics charges and Grafton County for operating a motor vehicle after being deemed habitual. So it wasn't just her that we grabbed out of this one house, but she was the only one that was really stashed away pretty good.
Wow. Wow. And then you just can't take the weekend off. You got to get right back out there.
No, we received a tip. I think it was late Thursday evening that pointed to the whereabouts of a fugitive of the week, Robert James Kane.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 60-year-old wanted for failure to register as a sex offender, 2 counts of that, and due to your report. He's required to register as a sex offender due to a 1987 conviction for indecent assault and battery on a child. That was out of Massachusetts. But the information that we received on Mr. Kane was he was back in Nashua. We had been tracking him around Manchester, but this new information was pretty specific. I forwarded really quickly to the officers down in Nashua. They got that photo out, and within probably like 12 or 24 hours, they had him back in custody down in Nashua. So those tips definitely help in a lot of these cases, and we're grateful for getting those because we're able to get these people off the street and get them back in front of the judge.
It's awesome. And now we're going to do the same thing this week with our fugitive of the week, introducing a whole new character that he's needing to atone.
Yeah, this is Alaric Dunyan Hill. Kind of a different name, but he uses a couple of aliases, Jerry Hill, Jerry Sassy, and I believe the nickname Brooks. He is a 44-year-old black male born in Liberia, 5'11". 184 pounds, has brown eyes and black hair, or bald. This case is, he's got a couple of warrants out of Rhode Island. So it's our Marshal Service partners down in Rhode Island that requested our help.
Mm-hmm.
One is a federal case on a probation violation with an underlying case of fraud. And he also has a state of Rhode Island probation violation on multiple assaults. So based on his criminal history involving robberies, firearms, and assault convictions, We've marked him up as armed and dangerous based on those firearm charges and convictions.
Mm-hmm.
We have information that he's down in the Manchester, New Hampshire area and having some difficulty finding him. So just hoping somebody recognizes Mr. Hill and can point us in the right direction and we can get him off the streets and back down to Rhode Island where he truly belongs.
That's great. And if somebody does have a tip, if somebody does see him and say, wow, I saw that picture on the web and now, bang, I just saw the guy. How do they get a hold of you?
They can reach out to me directly at 603-225-1632. We'll go right on the poster, click on the link that says web tip. That'll be an anonymous email to us. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information that you have to the phone number TIP411. Both of those methods, we can converse back and forth pretty anonymously. I don't get to know your phone number or anything else that you might put in for identifiers. But if you do want to talk to us, your name doesn't need to go in any report. You don't need to testify against Mr. Hill. It's all about tracking him down, getting him back to Rhode Island, take responsibility for those warrants that he's had outstanding. Both of these warrants have been outstanding since 2019. So, you know, being a 2022, it's about time that he takes care of these. So let's see if we can make that happen.
So they're not chasing him all over the place. Well, as always, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, you guys are just, you're going to lose weight on this job, Jeff.
I'm losing brain cells. I'm losing sleep. Hopefully a little bit of weight, too. This will be great.
This would be awesome. If you can help, please do. That's what we do every single Wednesday right here. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully with many more success stories.
We'll post this plus a picture at thepulseofnh.com. It's the Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.